USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has voted to hold former President Trump's White House aide Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the January 6th committee.
On this vote, the yeas are 229, the nays are 202. The resolution is adopted.
The Justice Department has received a referral. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Department of Justice will do what it always does in such circumstances. It will apply the facts and the law and make a decision consistent with the principles of prosecution.
The FBI has identified human remains found at a Florida nature preserve as those of Brian Laundrie, who is a person of interest in the death of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. The backpack and a notebook, which were found near his remains, were discovered on Wednesday. He disappeared on September 14th, 2 weeks after he returned to his parents' home. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
On Capitol Hill, it seems progress is being made as far as negotiations on a reconciliation bill. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has details on that story.
The White House saying President Biden is committed to delivering for the American people and that the legislation will help make the United States more competitive worldwide. As part of that budget reconciliation bill, President Biden is looking to hire more IRS agents to report annually on bank accounts with deposits and withdrawals more than $10,000. Louisiana Republican Congressman and House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Americans do not want this.
That's not economic development. That's not infrastructure. That's a frightening big government socialist push that people don't want.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House Judiciary Committee, which is known for its combativeness, had the opportunity to question Merrick Garland for the first time since he became Attorney General. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
The Attorney General taking heat from Republicans after announcing that the FBI will intervene when parents cross the line at school board protests. Merrick Garland saying at a House hearing he believes parents who protest peacefully should not be labeled terrorists, but doing so violently is certainly not protected speech. He also had this to say to lawmakers on both sides of the aisle about his job.
Keeping our country safe requires protecting its democratic institutions, including the one we sit in today, from violent attack. As the committee is well aware, the department is engaged in one of the most sweeping investigations in its history in connection with the January 6th attack.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has been released from the hospital after spending the night for tests described as preliminary investigations, according to Buckingham Palace. The 95-year-old monarch was admitted to King Edward VIII Hospital after canceling a trip to North Ireland. Her hospital stay was the first in 8 years. She's expected to attend the upcoming Glasgow Climate Change Summit. She's been busy despite the death of her husband, Prince Philip, earlier this year. The Queen is celebrating her 70th year as Britain's monarch. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.